Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration? Or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by thanking you good people for being the best audience ever. You guys are doing a great job with subscribing, rating, reviewing on iTunes, telling a friend, letting the world know that you're getting all the good stuff here at Cleaning Nation. So if you're listening to the podcast, check our YouTube channel. If you're watching me on YouTube, hello. Subscribe to us on the podcast. Either way, everything we do, all the good stuff we have is at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out right now. There's a video up there, a free training you can access right now. Today, we are chatting with Derek Twyman from Bonded Building Cleaning. Derek is just starting out in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, looking to serve the medical cleaning or medical niche with cleaning, of course. If you want to reach out to Derek, you can get a hold of www.bondedbuildingcleaning.com. Derek, welcome to the show.
All right. How you doing?
Glad to have you, man. And I love your niche. That's one of my favorites. How did you pick it?
Basically, I was going to pick a school, you know, serving private schools, but I just kind of weighed my options. I felt like the medical would be a little bit more profitable.
Yeah, I would agree. Private schools can be good, but they tend to be broke, whereas medical has very specific needs. And if you can fulfill those needs, they don't get as uptight about price as some of the other niches. So what's going on in your world today that can help you with, my friend?
Well, I'm kind of like just starting. I basically just started my business, you know, exactly about a month ago. And I've been doing a couple cold calls and basically sending out emails, but I haven't been getting any responses. I just kind of hit a brick wall yesterday with cold calling. And I felt like, you know, I was kind of getting shooted off and kind of felt a little bit embarrassing. And some people would answer the phone, but they were kind of be like, you know, nervous or be an uncomfortable situation. I just wanted to know, how would you get customers to feel comfortable with you and about your business where you can explain it, where they can exactly just feel comfortable with you and you feel comfortable with them?
Okay. Well, that's a great question. I'm going to give you two answers. One is how to create a different system, because I'm not a fan of cold calling. You can certainly build a business, and there's lots of companies that have built several million-dollar businesses on cold calling, but it is a difficult way to go. So I'll give you some feedback on how to do it, because if you're just starting, cold calling is nice because you can kind of get your pipeline filled up a little more quickly, but it's a lot of work, like you mentioned, and there's a lot of rejection involved, and it's just, I don't know how else to say, it's not a lot of fun, right? So I'm going to give you some feedback on how to make your cold calling so more successful, but then we'll also talk about how to do what I teach, which is to attract clients who already know, like, and trust you to come to you, as opposed to trying to interrupt what they're doing with a phone call and get them to listen to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So let's start with the easy one on how to do cold calling better. My guess is when you're calling, your goal has been to try and tell them about you and your company, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what just about everybody does, and that is the first big mistake. People are absolutely not interested in you or your company at all. They're interested in them and what's going on in their life and if they're going to pick up their kids from school and how they can make more money and hit their goals and do the things that they want to do. That's what they're interested in. So when you call them and try to get them to stop thinking about how to make their life better and start thinking about how to make your life better, they are not interested in that at all. So the easy thing is, instead of trying to, you know, basically we want to get the right bait for the right fish. So the wrong bait for a fish is, I'm trying to think of what fish wouldn't like. I don't know. I have no idea what fish eat. But if we use the wrong bait, you put an old boot in there, they're not going to bite at that, right? But if you use the right bait, something they love, something they're excited about, you're going to have a lot more luck. So first thing, we got to replace your bait. So the bait you're using is, hey, let me interrupt your business day and talk about me and my business. I can tell you right off the bat, not good bait. People are not interested in that conversation, even a little bit. So what they are interested in is what's going on with their life. So the first thing you want to do is kind of discover what and there's two different people. There's the decision maker and the person answering the phone. So we want to understand what's going on in the person answering the phone's world. His or her job is probably to make sure that the calls that are helpful and useful get through, and the calls that are not helpful or useful don't get through. And they probably don't even really like answering the phone. They just got stuck with it when they're trying to do their other work. Is that a fair guess as to what your people are probably doing when you call them?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there's a couple ways that you can flip the script a little bit. One, offer some humor, right? So everybody else calls and says, hi, this is Mike, put me in charge with Dr. This, or you know, just basic phone crap that they're not interested in. So the first thing you can do is to have a little humor, have a little fun, right? So I'll call and do a pattern interrupt, something totally different, not what a salesperson would say. So they know what salespeople sound like, right? Hi, this is Mike Campion. I'm with Grow My Cleaning Company. We are the premier service for helping you grow your cleaning company in the entire world. If you want to grow your cleaning company, let me know who the decision maker is so I can help, you know. And you're just like, just the cadence of the way I'm talking, you're probably like, oh, this guy's trying to sell me something. I'm not interested. If I said, hey, what's up?
Okay.
There's zero chance you're going to think this is a salesperson, because no salesperson ever has called and said, hey, what's up? They're going to go, not much. What's going on with you? Or how can I help you? You go, I don't know if you can help me. I've got a huge favor and you probably don't even want to talk to me. Now they're intrigued. No one's ever said that. So do you see how we're going to come at it from a very different place? Instead of, hi, this is me, I want to bore you about stuff with me, you're going to kind of have a little intrigue and just have a real conversation. So the first thing you want to do is establish that you're not a salesperson by just doing a pattern interrupt. Hi, I'm trying to think of it. I just like saying what's up or what's going on, or you sound bored, or you sound like you're having a good day, you sound like you're having a terrible day, or guess what? I'm the first person today not trying to call and sell you something. It's just something different than a salesperson would say that you're comfortable with. Are you with me so far?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, so once you kind of do that and break the initial pattern of, hi, let me sell you something. Just like when you go to a store, the first thing they always say is, hi, can I help you? And even if they can help you, you go, no, thanks, just looking. Even if you want help, just because that's the pattern that we're in. Hi, can I help you? No, thanks, just looking. So when you say, hi, my name is my name is Derek, and I'm with Bonnie Building Services, instantly they know, like, they're trying to think, right off the bat, they're thinking, no, I'm just looking. How do I get this guy off the phone? But when you call the pattern interrupt, they're more interested. So after you get the pattern interrupt and you've got their attention, you want to start talking about something that is of interest to them, not of interest to you. So I would probably say, I would try and find out what that person's big pain is. And their big pain is probably putting through wrong people, right? If they put through a salesperson, they're going to get yelled at. So, but I'm trying to think of who they would want to get put through. So you might say, hey, I want to bring you guys some cookies. Would that be okay? Usually the person answering the phone loves cookies and is going to go, sure, why not? Why not? And then you might say, the only thing I ask is you let me ask whoever's in charge there how they hire their cleaning companies. That's all. Or you might say, hey, would it be okay if I got you guys a great customer review, right? I'm just off the top of my head trying to think of what your niche might want. And I promise you they're going to want good customer reviews. So the first step is to do a pattern interrupt. The second step is to find out what it is they want and talk about that as opposed to you. And then kind of way down in the future, once you've built a relationship, then you might explain to them what it is that you do. Does that make sense? Any questions, or is that enough to kind of get you started? Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I do have one question.
Go ahead.
I know that you're saying with the pattern interrupt, especially with speaking with, I guess, with gatekeepers or whoever. But, you know, is that the only form or the only way that you can call, or especially dealing with medical professionals? Like, what would be a good approach, you know, like a good approach to approaching these medical professionals? Because some of them say that they don't you know, hire cleaning services. So you're marketing the property manager. So
okay, well, kind of like that's good information. If they don't hire a cleaning service, you don't want to bother them because they don't make the decision. You want to call the property manager. So that's a successful call. If you call, you really want to just know the decision maker, right? Whoever answers the phone is probably not the person that hires a cleaning service. So if they're going to help you and tell you, the property manager does, you go, great, what property manager is it? And then you call them.
Right. And I definitely marketed to the property managers, but they definitely, they're not really focused on the niche. They just have offices that they need cleaned. So I just want to strictly focus on medical office cleaning.
Okay, so then you might disqualify them. So you might kind of, as you do this, because it's your niche, you're going to be able to put the work in, you can figure out what kinds of medical offices are self-owned and managed and what kind have property managers. And if you want to exclude property managers, that's just fine, right? I'm not a big fan of property managers either because typically their pain is price and relationship. And the price we don't like and relationship's fine. It just takes a long time to build that. So that's still good information. Whether you're going to market to them or not, knowing who the decision maker is the key to the whole operation. Really, that's all you want from the gatekeeper is who's in charge and what how do I get a hold of them? So that's a win, by the way, if that's what you're getting. All right, let's just because I want to make sure we don't spend all the time on telemarketing because I'm really not a big fan of it. Although I've done it, I have car dealerships, I've led sales teams, we've done plenty of sales over the phone. It's fine, but what I'd really rather do is have order takers. Right, you have marketing that's so good, people that already know, like, and trust you, and are that know what you do and are interested calling, and then you've got people selling those people that are calling you, as opposed to cold callers trying to interrupt other people and get them to kind of worry about what you're working on. Because what typically happens there, even if you're good at it, only the people that are, the timing's perfect, right? You might call 300 people and one of those might be like, oh my gosh, I literally just got fed up with my cleaning company and told them to pound sand. Your timing's perfect. I would love a bid, right? But you have to make 299 calls to get that. And I'm making that number up. Could be more, could be less, but it's not going to be one call generally to get that perfect timing. So it's a little needle in a haystack. And instead of doing all the outbound calling, trying to find someone, I would rather just go to the places where your people that are frustrated are at, or get to them and start building an automated relationship before they're frustrated. So the way you do that is, and this is all covered in module, I believe 4.1 and 2 of the Clean Profit Method. We go through this in depth, but I'm going to give you the best I can in the time that we got. The big thing you want to do is have a system, an automated system that puts out content, whether that content is a blog, a newsletter, a piece of direct mail, a podcast like I do, a YouTube channel, whatever you want to do. You want to put out content that people that are going to buy your product are interested in, and do that on a regular basis so they get to know, like, and trust you before they need the service. And when they do need the service, they already have a relationship with you. Of course, you're going to be who they talk to because you're constantly creating content that likes them, right? So I didn't call you and say, "Hey, Derek, let me sell you some cleaning crap," let me sell you some coaching. I just put out a podcast, and I'm assuming I don't know how we got in contact, but I'm assuming you listen to the podcast, you watch the show, you read the blog, you've gotten some sort of value, and that's how we met. So you want to do that with your folks is create a bunch of value in advance. So before you even ask them for money or ask them to do a bid or ask them for any of their time, you give them value, something they're interested in. And then hopefully that's of such value that when they are ready to bid, you've already kind of trained them through that content, right? Like, I train you guys through this content. I'll tell you, here's how to do this, here's how to do that. So when people come to customers, you guys are kind of already sold on what I do and how I do it. I know that was a lot of kind of big picture stuff in a very short amount of time, but any questions or thoughts?
Yeah. No, I don't have any questions or thoughts for right now. I'm just kind of like trying to write it down and take it all in.
Totally get that. All right, well, let's do this. Let's hit the lightning round. I'm going to give you a little bit of an opportunity to share. I know you're brand new to the business, but I just love getting experience from everybody else. So we're going to hit the lightning round. I'm going to ask three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
I could say personally. From my father, he just told me never to give up. So I basically just keep that stuck in my mind, and, you know, I don't let adversities basically take over me. So I mean, that's just the goal that I'm after. My father, he passed away, you know, 2 years ago. So I pretty much keep that in my mind and just never give up.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that you lost your father so recently, but glad to hear that his words of wisdom are continuing through you and now passing on to Cleaning Nation. So thank you for sharing that. All right, question two. What's the biggest, I know you're brand new, but what's the biggest mistake you've made so far in the cleaning business that maybe we can learn from?
I think the biggest mistake I made was sending out an email too fast, and basically I kind of misspelled one of the words. So I think that's the biggest mistake. I just have to keep proofreading and seeing exactly what I'm doing before I just basically just send things out and just basically trying to get that business started. But, you know, I'm just sending things out too fast. I basically would just proofread everything you do and just make sure your things are constructed the right way.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, if that's the biggest mistake you make in your entire cleaning business, you're going to do fantastic. So I wouldn't worry too much about a misspelling. All right. Last thing. What's one idea that's super easy to implement, something quick and simple that Cleaning Nation could put into practice right away to make their life or their business better? So it could be a personal piece of something that's worked for you or professional, just something easy to implement they could do right away.
I think if something professional, I think you should invest. Invest in, you know, whatever your video ads, you know, your emails, you know, building a more professional image. I think that's the most thing to keep in mind. It's just keeping people away from personal and just always keeping it professional. So I feel like if you are going to run your business, you should just basically just keep it professional. Invest in something that's going to help you in the long run. And that's just basically it.
All right, perfect. Well, Derek, I got to say, man, I appreciate you joining us. I'm so glad to be able to get to kind of talk to you and help you so early in the journey. It is nice to be able to help people right at the beginning. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Derek's show notes page, everything we talked about, and the special video I just made for you, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.